The Coal Ash Management Act, which was passed in 2014 in the wake of the Dan River spill, DEQ was given the task of rating Duke Energy's 14 sites as either high risk, intermediate risk, or low risk. Now, Duke Energy is required to clean up four of those sites, including the one here in Asheville. The Southern Environmental Law Center got their hands on a document. Now, I know you were critical of their move for publishing this, but the document rated most of these sites as high risk. Now, a later release significantly was altered, rating only those four as high risk, and the others low risk, intermediate, or low to intermediate, which is a new classification. Why that significant change?
You know, we began the process with the eyes that if we weren't convinced otherwise, we were going to err on the conservative side and rate them as high. Those ratings changed as our staff was given more and more information. And so what happened here is that the SCLC found a document somewhere and they cherry-picked it. And, you know, it was one of the early documents where we were all in agreement that, hey, look, you know, unless we're otherwise convinced, we'll sort of begin with a high-risk rating and move forward. All they did was find a document in the middle of a project, and now they're scratching their heads. You know, why should that change just because our staff became convinced that, you know, after they studied it and got more information, that the risk should be dropped? I mean, the reality was that our staff has been working on this very hard, tirelessly, and as they were given more and more information, which we really didn't, you know, we got the information late in the going because it was a very aggressive timeline. Our folks changed on an individual basis, changed some of those ratings.
And now some people are worried about the optics of this. You know, Governor Pat McCrory, he was a Duke Energy employee for nearly three decades. And WRAL reported that during the height of the coal ash spill, you and Governor McCrory dined with the Duke Energy CEO, Lynn Good, as many of these decisions were being made regarding the state's response to the Duke Energy spill. What went on at that meeting?
Well, look, we have plenty of meetings with folks from Duke, with folks from other companies. I really don't understand the characterization of that as being secret. It was on my calendar, which we all know is completely public. I guess my question is what about that meeting would have made it acceptable to the optics? In other words, had we met in a concrete building somewhere, you know, at 12 noon, you know, which we have, would that have changed something? I can tell you that it was a very productive meeting, and we've had many productive meetings with Duke and others. That's what we do.
Many have leveled the charge, though, that DEQ is going soft on Duke because a number of these decisions were changed, like the one we just mentioned, were changed to classify these coal ash risk sites as lower than they had previously been, requiring less from Duke Energy. There was also that settlement with Duke Energy that was much diminished from the $25 million fine that it dropped down to $7 million and also gave blanket immunity to the rest of the coal ash sites from being litigated.
The settlement was a result of a policy that was discovered made by the previous administration, and we were very happy to get the settlement we did. You know, after our attorneys told us get out of this because of this this previous policy memo that had been written by the previous administration, they advised us to settle, and we did, and I think we ended up with a very strong settlement in the best interest of the state. I can assure you that there is absolutely nothing that I have seen or that's going on that is in any way, you know, pro Duke. It's pro North Carolina is what we do. And, you know, I get that there is a lot of political intrigue that people like to gin up. You know, we're a regulatory body. We're looking out to protect the environment. We're concerned about rates. We're concerned about what our North Carolinians pay for electricity. We want to do things the right way. And we hold Duke accountable, and we'll continue to hold Duke accountable.